Hello, this is Emad from Donald Bamanup House, and today's topic is friends we lost and friends we made. Thank you.
I don't really know whether I lost friends through moving or due to my illness, but I sometimes think of friends that I used to have.
Did you move here and then became ill, or you were ill before you moved here?
No, I was in Montreal when I became ill.
Okay.
My name is Leslie, and I lost all my friends because of something I felt. I had what's called TIAs, they're mini strokes, and it cost me my short-term memory. So trying to be with a group of people who are talking about relevant things, it was impossible for me, and I was very embarrassed that I couldn't remember things I wanted to say or be part. So I just started not communicating with my friends, and until I had zero friends. But then things changed for me dramatically when I joined Up House. I believe that I'm friends with everybody, and I hope the feeling is mutual. And I've actually started talking to two people outside of the hours of Up House, and that's been very enjoyable. Thank you.
Well, I discovered through my illness that some people really can't handle the idea that you've got a mental health issue, and so you're better off not bringing it up. But it's hard to size people up. You can only find out once you, in the course of a conversation, once it comes up. So I have lost some friends because of that. And some family people, too, are fairly uncomfortable with the idea. They don't know how to approach me or deal with me or what to talk about, except that I feel a certain discomfort with some people, even in my family, regarding my mental health issue.
When I went to the prerequisite year in the university for computer engineering, I had some friends. Then my parents thought I was mentally ill, so they made me leave Canada. So I lost their names, their phone numbers. But here, when I came back and I came to Up House, I have a lot of friends. Sometimes it's Judas, I go to the restaurant to have lunch. Sometimes it's James, we go to Tim Hortons. At Up House, you see your friends every day, right? So there is no need to be more than that.
Friends that I lost, I mean, it's hard for me to sort of like remember, you know, some of the friendships that I had lost due to certain things, because I think there was a sense of forgetfulness that it cost me some friendships, and that I've been online talking online on social media for a while, and I connected with people. And I was just, you know, way too young to sort of, you know, I think that, you know, that prematurely pushing myself kind of. But on the outside, I remember that I had lost a friendship for about a year because I had been very depressed, and I had said a lot of, you know, stupid, repetitive things that caused me to get very, very, you know, very angry, very needy, and.
Okay, thank you.
I get too negative.
I don't think if I went back in time that I would change anything, because the reality is it's nothing that they did. It's my insecurities and my self-conscious and predicting what other people think that really made me lose all my friends. Nobody ever said to me that I was stupid or I couldn't remember. I mean, they all treated me nicely. I just felt like a fool in front of people who could easily strike up a conversation about things and carry through when I couldn't because of my memory. So.
Well, if I had went back in time, I mean, this is kind of a conflicting, you know, sort of thing for me to think about, because eventually I would, you know, sort of discover a way to sort of develop my own, you know, virtues about introspection and life. But if I had, you know, went back in time, I would have tried my hardest to sort of, you know, develop my own self-confidence, because I was very self-deprecating, I think, when I was younger. And I also think that what would have also helped me is that if I didn't, you know, follow any crowds, basically.
I don't think that I could have done anything different, because I was in a very different space at the time, and I looked at life from a different point of view, and I realize now that must have been difficult for some of my friends to deal with me.
Mm-hmm. If I were to go back in time, I guess I would work on not being so self-conscious about having a mental health issue, and assuming that people think I'm strange or don't want to approach me or whatever, or enter into discussions about whatever. So yeah, I would like to concentrate on that. And the other thing would be that I would have to work on myself, I guess, in a way to accept the illness and be comfortable with talking about it if I need be.
I don't regret losing friends in the past. I might regret losing friends in Apa. I'm not saying that, but you know, you never know what could happen.
I also would like to say something about making friends. Mm-hmm. I had a counselor at the CLSC, and she introduced me to Up House. She also introduced me to the atelier where I sew. I swim twice a week for the last few years, and I have made friends there, and I don't really talk about my illness, but I have good friends.
It's about the people at Up House, my co-members, who all say that they have a little, I don't know if the right word is stigmatisms or problems, owning up or being different. I gotta tell you, I've been here for several months, and I don't see anything wrong with anybody. I really don't. I think it's the stigmatism on the outside world that leads us to believe that we have things to be embarrassed or ashamed about. But I can certainly tell you that every one of the members that I've met at Up House, I would call my friend.
I feel like there's a lot of judgment, and there's some sort of like prejudice, I think, as well, that kind of goes unchecked. I think especially on social media and the internet, where, you know, there are people who can act like, you know, little Pharisees over their opinions. I think that, you know, hey, they're the ones, oh, we're the sane ones, and, you know, you are, you're there, go pick a pot goat dumplings or something. And it's to me, it's like, are you sure about that? I mean, do you know, like, the whole kind of, you know, perspective here? You know, to me, it's a, you know, personal understanding is something that can really sort of help, you know, extinguish all this, you know stigmatism, you know, crap. I also have to add that I regret, you know, pushing myself onto, you know, social media as early as I did. I regret not reaching out as much as I could have before coming to Montreal.
I'm part of a choir, actually, at the MGH, and I find that there I made some friends on a different level, in terms of the fact that we all love to sing, and we have this mental health issue in common, but it doesn't come into play in terms of the friendship, and so I think that's quite valuable.
I met a lot of people over there, and I actually managed to, you know, sort of connect with, you know, people over, I think, primarily art. I think now is the best time for me than ever. I went with a friend to, you know, John Talon Market. I went with another one to Tiki Concordia, and another, you know, a lot of places. So it's amazing to me how I've managed to handle myself, and how, despite the differences I have with my friends, we can still manage to, you know, sort of, you know, talk and connect.
My life is very different now because of the people here. I look forward to coming in tomorrow. I used to go home and cry at night after here because there I was back home all alone until tomorrow morning, and it was an effort to get out of bed in the morning. But now it's very different. My alarm goes off and pop, I'm out of bed. I have my things ready for me in the morning. And it's all because of the people here that I really enjoy being a co-member with. They make it seem, they make me feel that it's worthwhile.
Hello, my name is Gail. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. I hope you have a good time.